intimacy of exchange. Beneath the veil of the pre-dawn sky, a time where reflection meets anticipation, little spirit, her mind lost in thought, devoid of inspiration, slowly saunters along the coastline. A pulsating star set against the inky carpet catches her eye, breaking her from her cognabund. Pausing, she finally hears the rhythmic susurration of the tide and the delicate geometry of sound washes through her. Called to close her eyes, she now feels more acutely the melodic cadence of the white horse's hooves echo in the chambers of her heart, each beat taking her further away from the frustrations of a mind locked in stasis, trying too hard to create. As her breath slowly synchronizes in concert with the metronomic pulsation of the ocean, she feels the moist breath of these seahorses dampening her skin, soaking her in melody, washing her with emotion, and unlocking the gate of her imagination. Time now suspended in the space between the crescents, a majestic winged horse, its feathers glistening with the promise of ineffable creativity, emerges from the deep waters of the sky. Beckoning her to mount, he bends his forelimbs so that she can easily settle onto his saddle, a steadfast refuge for the weary. Snorting with anticipation, the celestial steed unfurled its wings and, with a resounding whoosh, lifting them high towards the waters in which the stars shimmer. Soaring between the two oceans, little spirit stretches out her hands, trailing them in the enchanted waters. Countless images flash through her like the unfolding of a kaleidoscope, swirling colours dancing upon a liquid canvas, spinning and spiralling, appearing quickly then dissolving, leaving her with a knowing, yet without a solidity of tangible form. The air filled with whispers of stellar muses, each moment infusing her spirit with a profound sense of purpose, little spirit was filled with fragments of precious gems, each one a potential spark for the notebook and canvas that awaited her. A dream weaver caught between worlds, gathering the ethereal treasures bestowed upon her by the celestial currents. As they descended from the celestial journey, she carried with her the residue of these enchanted waters, a reservoir of inspiration, ready to breathe into her artistic endeavours. When little spirit opened her eyes, the visceral memory of the vision lingered like a soft echo. As the winged messenger dissolved back into the waves, grappling for her pencil, she fervently penned the magical experience in her notepad, recounting the innumerable images that fleeted through her mind's eye in her phantasmagoria. A story unbound, not captured. It required illustrations. Little spirit sought out receptive spirit, whose heart beat in harmony with her own creative rhythm. As she recounted the enchanted experience, the air between them crackled with the electricity of a thunderstorm. Receptive spirit listened intently, absorbing the essence of the enchanted ride, as she too felt the soft waters on her skin, the wind in her hair, and tasted the colours that dripped from the dream-drenched skies. Inspired by the vivid imagery painted by words, receptive spirit began to contribute her own strokes of creativity. A canvas materialised, a blank space transformed into a shared realm of artistic expression. Each stroke and colour choice became a conversation, a call and response between two souls attuned to the same cosmic frequency. The alchemy of their shared imagination sparked a metamorphosis, transmuting frustration into artistic gold. What emerged was woven from the threads of little spirit's vision, testament to the transformative power of creative exchange. The artwork bore the fingerprints of both, a harmonious blend of their unique perspectives and a celebration of the profound magic that occurs when two creative spirits intertwine. In this co-creation, they discovered not only the beauty of shared expression, but also the limitless possibilities that unfolded when hearts, minds, synchronize in the dance of collaboration. Co-creation. Creation can feel solitary, even if the spark of inspiration may indeed arise from an exchange between the numinous and the dreamer, within the altar of creative manifestation nestled deep within the waters of the heavens, and a place where the muses sing, a sacred and ethereal dance that gives rise to a synergy that amplifies the power of imagination. But something magical happens when two connected souls intertwine collaboratively, each bringing their unique experiences and creative insights to the table within a stream of ideas and inspirations that weave seamlessly, transcending the boundaries of individual perception. A richer, more nuanced and multidimensional creation emerges. Within this fictive place, a sense of communion, camaraderie and connection is nourished, turning the creative process into a celebration of shared passion. The joy derived from witnessing the fusion of ideas, the birth of something that neither mind could have conceived alone, fosters a sense of purpose that transcends an isolation that is associated with creative pursuits. A catalyst. Intimate sharing of the Aboriginal imagery streamed from the imaginal sky ocean also serves as a catalyst for personal and spiritual growth, fostering empathy and understanding through the process of co-creation. Insight is gained into the thoughts, emotions, and intentions of another. This shared vulnerability creates a profound bond, deepening interpersonal connections and contributing to the broader weave of human connection. Furthermore, the vicissitudes experienced in collaboration cultivates adaptability, open-mindedness, and the ability to embrace diverse viewpoints. It challenges your creative boundaries, encouraging you to explore unfamiliar territories and break free from the confines of your comfort zone. In this process, each becomes both a teacher and a student, learning from each other's strengths and pushing the boundaries of their own creative potential. Pisces. That highly creative space within your soul wherein you stand between worlds, that of reflective poignancy and of anticipatory envisioning, a moist and fertile landscape that shimmers with the mirages of fledgling and otherworldly imagery, is known as Pisces. It is a living ocean from which the eidetic visions are carried on the backs of the terrapi, who emerge from the deep, seen by those with an eye open and an ear to hear the nada. Standing between the two crescents, arms outreached, holding two different states of creativity, the Piscean geography often straddles the unseen and seen worlds simultaneously. However, what is not truly understood is the yearning for creative exchange, the hunger to share the contents of the imaginal without constraint, and the thirst to drink of the well of another. These living waters animate life and give meaning to the intimate exchange that occurs when two are vulnerable to share the unadulterated contents of their dream world, that primal source from which authentic reality emerges. New Moon. That place exists within you, even if you're not born within the sunth of Sal's journey through this watery dominion. And it is a landscape that is foremost in our collective consciousness on the 10th of March 24, when the lights of the heaven unite in their own collaborative exchange, fusing liminal with tangible, embryonic with mature, and insight with foresight. During this conception, you are offered the opportunity to sit in the saddle of your own winged messenger, flying between the oceans and soaking yourself with the geometry of ideals and tones that can enchant your world. Those imaginings are to be shared, not merely kept for yourself. And that is the message of Pisces. Exchange your imaginal world with another. Enchant each other by opening your voice and letting the muse sing through you. The Pisces in you hungers for this encounter. So why should the Pisces in another not hunger similarly? In a world that often celebrates individual achievements, the importance of co-creative collaboration reminds us of the immense potential that lies in unity. It underscores the idea that the magic of creativity is amplified when it becomes a shared experience. Through collaborative creation, Two souls can embark on a transformative voyage, leaving an indelible mark in each other's artistic journey and contributing to the collective tapestry of human creativity. Concluding thoughts. Trust and be vulnerable. Open and freely share the contents of your dreams. See what emerges in the exchange and what new perspectives arise. It is the way. It is the Piscean way.